23 hours.
Lusaka resident raises alarm over unemployment and raising drug abuse among youths. Government aged to construct more staff houses at Fivanga Health Post to improve service delivery. And in African news, the U.S. imposes sanctions on DR Congo ex-president Kabila, alleging rebel support. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chihuahua. A Lusaka resident, Moses Sikaze, has raised concern over limited employment opportunities and increasing substance abuse among young people. Speaking shortly after an engagement meeting with youth in Baleni compound, Mr. Sikaze said the lack of jobs is contributing to rising cases of substance abuse in the community. He has since called for collaborative efforts among stakeholders to address unemployment and improve community safety in Lusaka Central Constituency. Mr. Sikaze has also proposed the construction of an additional police station in the Mulundu area of Baleni to help curb crime. He added that the meeting held to mark Labor Day provided a platform for youths to share challenges and suggest solutions.
They usually face issues to deal with our Ntakamba de Majani, and when we interviewed these youths, they said it has been due to lack of employment opportunity, okay, and as well as sensitization about drug abuse. So they said if it can be possible, they are appealing to the government that Romangilako police in Angu, that Vakamba Tibaud and Ikulu Maningi. There is an area called the Murundu area, just after Margaret Mwanaka ground. So they are appealing that government getting a Mangeko police in Angu, which has been better for safety of the community.
Government has been urged to construct more staff houses at Fivanga Health Post in Musa Kamba Ward of Mukushi District to improve service delivery. Health Center Committee Chairperson Ernest Mwape says the facility currently has only one staff house, which is inadequate to accommodate health personnel serving the growing population. Mr. Mwape explains that the shortage of staff accommodation is affecting the ability of the health post to attract and retain health workers. He has, however, commended government for establishing the health post, noting that it has reduced the long distances residents previously travelled to access medical services. Some residents in Lusaka say women can still be good wives even if they are highly educated and financially independent. Speaking to Common Ready News, the residents said a woman's ability to be a good wife is determined by her character, not her level of education or income. They added that women who feel they do not need a man because of their social or economic status may be dealing with the personal attitudes that do not reflect all educated women. The residents have since encouraged men not to shy away from dating or marrying educated women, noting that they can be supportive partners and contribute meaningfully to household responsibilities. A pre-election assessment mission by the National Democratic Institute, NDI, has urged the Zambian government to take further steps to ensure credible and inclusive elections ahead of the August 13th, 2026 general polls. Head of Delegation Muhammad Iban Chambas says Zambia's long-standing commitment to multi-party democracy is evident, describing the upcoming elections as a key test of the country's democratic progress since the 2021 elections. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka, Mr. Chambas says the mission has noted several positive developments, including electoral reforms such as the introduction of a mixed member proportional representation system and the creation of 70 new constituencies aimed at improving representation. He also stated that efforts to curb political violence have also been acknowledged.
While the creation of 70 new constituencies could bring members of parliament closer to the people. Further, Section 69 of the Penal Code has been repealed, decriminalizing defamation of the president, and the Access to Information Act was adopted, which, if fully operationalized, can enhance transparency in elections. Zambia has also developed a more diverse media space.